So tell us about FEMA's role in National Preparedness Month.
Well, every September we do National Preparedness Month and try to remind Americans that it's always time to prepare for the next emergency. There are simple things that everybody can do to make themselves, make their families more resilient to any potential emergency. And coming into the anniversary of September 11th and through the recent earthquake in Washington, the hurricane across the Atlantic seaboard, there's never been a better time to take those steps that you need to do today to be prepared for tomorrow's emergency.
It does seem really timely, and of course the 9/11 anniversary is coming up. How has FEMA evolved since being part of Homeland Security?
Yeah, it's not just FEMA, but the entire emergency management response community across the country is a very, very different organization than it was 10 years ago. Since the attacks of September 11th, a significant focus of effort and funds and resources and cooperation has taken place across the country to build new capacities to respond and protect American citizens, as well as FEMA has changed its face significantly as well. After Hurricane Katrina, Congress passed the Post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act, which strengthened the agency, gave new clarification to the roles and authorities, and allows us to work much closer with our partners at state and local governments to get out ahead of a storm, to get out ahead of emergencies, and really be there to be proactive and ready to respond.
That's really a profound change, because FEMA was a second responder up until that date, and that's what I think a lot of people misunderstood and why they got so much bad publicity at that time, because FEMA was not a first responder. Would you describe it now as a first responder? Is that doctrine changed that much?
You know, I would describe FEMA primarily as maybe a first supporter. Our job is to support our partners in the field doing the response and saving lives, and support the governors and the mayors in their mission to protect their citizens. And that hasn't changed. What has changed is our ability to move before a storm makes landfall, to move in the early hours, to pre-position, to get our supplies and our equipment and our support closer to the people who need it. It's been described in the past that we had a fail system. People had to be overwhelmed before they could ask for help, before we could move, and that's changed. We've gotten out ahead of that, and we are now able to stand shoulder to shoulder with the governors and mayors across the country to provide the assistance they need in times of crisis.
We're talking with FEMA Deputy Administrator Tim Manning, and I know our time with you is short this morning. The interaction and the communication between first responders and FEMA today, how has that changed, and where does it go from here? Let's look a few years in the future.
Well, every day we get stronger than we've been the day before, and every tragedy and every crisis, there are things that we can learn and be better the next time. The work that the entire emergency management team, state, local, tribal, nonprofit, the private sector, the federal family, the work that we've all done, we continue to build on every day. And that work does not pause during disasters. We are continuing to get better for the next emergency, for the next crisis. So as we continue to respond to provide life safety and life-saving support throughout the Northeast in response to Hurricane Irene, we prepare for Hurricane Katia coming across the Atlantic, and we prepare for the next crisis that we can't predict. And that won't change, and we will continue to get better.
And very quickly, I know that you are running short on time. You're also running short on funds, and there's been some first response spending priorities have shifted because of Irene. What's the plan to get back to taking care of those people in Joplin and other areas that you're still helping out with funds?
There has been quite a bit of confusion on this issue, and I assure you that FEMA is not short on funds to provide our protection of the American people in disasters, and that goes for the work that's continuing to go on in Joplin and through Alabama and all of our recent disasters. We have the funds necessary to provide that assistance. We have we are focusing our resources on providing disaster survivors, providing support to disaster survivors and the ongoing projects. And that is not just for Irene, but that includes the work that continues to happen in Joplin, across Alabama, across the South, and all across the country in response to all of our recent disasters.